2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 23. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and we are. 4:10. Herein is love, not that we have loved God but that He loved us and sent His Son as a propitiation for our sins. In Ephesians 5:2 Paul tells us to walk in love, and in verse 8 he tells us to walk as children of light. If we walk in love, we will keep ourselves from uncleanness. To walk in love is to walk in intimacy with God. An intimate relationship between a daughter and mother may illustrate what it means to walk in love. Such daughters love whatever their mothers love. Because of the love they have for their mothers, they are not willing to do anything opposed to their mother's feeling. Rather, they walk in intimate love toward their mothers. In the same principle, we have an intimate relationship with the Father. As those who have received grace, we may come in the Son to contact the Father. In the Father's presence we not only enjoy grace, the expression of love, but we also enjoy love itself. We experience this love in a very intimate way. Because we enjoy the love of God in such an intimate way, we do not want to do anything that displeases the Father. The Father hates fornication, uncleanness, and lust. If we walk in love, we will stay away from such things. Because we love the Father, we will not do anything to grieve His heart. What a tender, delicate walk this is. This is not simply living by grace, it is walking in love. We should always remember that we are children of God enjoying His love. We are saints separated unto Him and saturated with Him. Therefore, in our daily walk we would always take care of the Father's feeling, for we live intimately in His tender love. Today's reading. The difference between love and grace can be illustrated by the relationship between a mother and her child. Sometimes a child may want something from the mother. However, at other times the child simply wants to enjoy the mother's loving embrace. Receiving something from the mother that expresses the mother's love is grace. But resting in the loving embrace of the mother is an illustration of love. In the same principle, we have received grace, the expression of the Father's love. But as we go to the Father in fellowship, we enter into His love, which is the source of grace. The divine love is the nature of God's essence. Thus, it is an essential attribute of God. 1 John 4:9 says, "In this the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might have life and live through Him." As in 1 Timothy 1:15, the world in 1 John 4:9 refers to fallen mankind, whom God so loved that, by making them alive through His Son with His own life, they might become His children. In this the love of God has been manifested. In 1 John 4:10, the word herein refers to the following fact, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son a propitiation concerning our sins. In this fact is the higher and nobler love of God. The divine love as God's essential attribute is mainly expressed in sending His Son to redeem us and impart God's life into us that we may become His children. Ephesians 2:4 says, "God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us." The object of love should be in a lovable condition, but the object of mercy is always in a pitiful situation. Hence, God's mercy reaches further than His love. God loves us because we are the object of His selection. But we became pitiful by our fall, even dead in our offenses and sins, therefore, we need God's mercy. Because of his great love, God is rich in mercy to save us from our wretched position to a condition that is suitable for his love. The nobler love of God as his essential attribute needs his attribute of mercy to reach us in the deep pit of our fallen life. This is the end of today's morning revival.